BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
This podcast contains strong language, just like real life.
Through 5 years of total war, Winston Churchill has led our people to their greatest victory after some of the darkest hours in our history.
5 years ago, I promised you blood, toil, tears, and sweat. And your untiring response brought us, in the end, victory in Europe.
I've stopped wars. I've stopped many wars. My people will tell you, I stopped wars that nobody ever heard about.
Long live the cause of freedom.
I stopped wars before they ever started.
God save the king.
Houthis have attended the annual Met Gala in New York. It's the first gala since 2003 to focus exclusively on war attacks on Israeli airports.
Paddy O'Connell has been on the pit.
Labour's Wes Streeting is a wanker.
Tonight at 6, Britain agrees a trade deal with India.
This is the biggest trade deal that we, the UK, have done since we left the EU.
Tonight at 10, India says it has launched an attack on 9 sites in Pakistan.
We can go live to Downing Street.
Fuck off!
Aid agencies have said that food is running out in Gaza. Israel says there is still enough beef Wellington laced with poisonous mushrooms to go around.
What do you know about the Second World War and V-Day?
If it wasn't for them, we'd probably be speaking in a different language right now.
A procession of 1,000 members of the armed forces marched down the Mall.
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 Probably be speaking in a different language right now.
Centuries, a loathsome beast, I lay within the darkest pit.
Nigel Farage's former party's Brexit stroke UKIP did not do well.
Until you did wake me, Enchantress.
Conservative Party leader, Kemi Badenoch.
Hello.
Nigel Farage says of you, you're lazy.
A young woman exhibiting protracted fits of somnambulism.
It's something he's saying to get attention.
The Grim Reaper wields his heavy scythe with every change of wind.
The former UK has been celebrating a monumental set of results in local elections.
The means of repelling and destroying vary greatly from region to region.
Nigel Farage's insurgents are now in power in a string of councils and mayoralties.
He spreads his shadow.
After virtually wiping out the Conservative vote.
He's coming.
Labour also endured a torrid time at the hands of reform, including defeat in the Runcorn and Hellsbeat by-election.
Can't you see there's a bloody real plague, gentlemen?
Kemi Badenoch admitted the contest had been a bloodbath.
He cannot resist her blood!
Is Nigel Farage going to be our next Prime Minister?
I am an appetite. Nothing more.
The Prince of Darkness is upon the lion.
I should have liked to begin this story like a fairy tale.
Prince Harry has said he is devastated about losing his latest legal challenge.
Once upon a time, there was a little prince.
I can only come to the UK safely if I'm invited.
He lashed out with a sort of bitterness.
You know, there are very, very real threats.
The little prince was now quite pale with rage.
I still haven't had a risk management board assessment.
Telling these memories is so painful for me.
And not for the last 5 years.
It's sad.
Really quite sad.
What do you mean?
The new Ravet chair continues to avoid answering some very specific questions.
The little prince never let go of a question.
You know, security was used as leverage.
My career was discouraged by the grown-ups.
I would love reconciliation with my family.
But I'm not entirely sure of succeeding.
I don't know why I've been treated very, very, very differently to everybody else that exists.
It's all a great mystery.
Besides the fact he's a prince.
Welcome back. The Reform Party's chair, Zia Yusuf. You spoke about remoralising the young.
I believe the children are our future.
What we need to do
let them lead the way.
Is
show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Instill a sense of pride.
Give them a sense of pride to make it easier.
Stop teaching young people that they should hate their country. Young people should be taught
history accurately. Very, very big announcement to make. Like, as big as it gets, ding, 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 ding. And that announcement will be made either...
What the hell's going on here?
Okay. And it's very positive. Ding, ding, ding.
What president ever talks like that?
The government agency responsible for cybersecurity is warning retailers to be wary of criminals trying to break into their systems.
I'd have to hack into his private company account.
By impersonating IT help desk staff.
It might take some time. There we go.
They're using a cybercrime service called Dragonforce.
Kind of like a Dungeons & Dragons thing.
The individuals come from an infamous nexus of hackers known as Scattered Spider.
I just hate spiders.
The NCSC has issued guidance. It says...
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Video appeared to show a member of the group kneecap shouting up a mass, up Hezbollah.
Labour's Security Minister Dan Jarvis suggested in Parliament that the organisers of Glastonbury should think carefully about the booking of the band kneecap.
The government would urge the organisers of the Glastonbury Festival to think very carefully about who is invited to perform there later this year.
This wonderful festival.
From Hamas opponents as well. Unfortunately, the Israelis would not allow them to travel here, so it's going to be only friends from Hezbollah.
Thank you very much.
They can't have denied ever supporting either group.
President Trump has his eyes on Alcatraz.
Welcome to the Rock.
The president posted on Truth Social, I am directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen Alcatraz together with the FBI.
This is FBI Director Womack.
It's long been a symbol, Alcatraz, of whatever it is.
Get the Pentagon and call the San Francisco office. It seems Alcatraz was just reopened.
San Francisco's top leaders say, no way.
Losers always win.
I don't like losers.
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Now, in the name of Zeus's butthole.
Other nations have been stealing movies from the United States.
Donald Trump comes up with things and says them.
You know, the last 4 years, we were run by people that didn't have a clue. But those days are over. We're turning it around and you're going to see something very, very soon. America is good.
Very, very best.
Drug dealers
are bad.
Good.
Millions of terrorists came in illegally. We have to get them out fast.
It's common sense.
It's very simple. One of the reasons I was elected was
common sense.
I love Canada. I have a lot of respect for the Canadians. Always will, but we don't really want Canadian aluminum and we don't really want Canadian steel.
Hollywood has been decimated by stupid countries.
What the hell? The tariffs are going to make a fortune for the film industry.
It's common sense.
Common sense. Common sense.
You can go very far with common sense.
Common sense. Common sense.
And I've got common sense.
Malnutrition, once a hidden crisis, is now an urgent and visible threat, particularly among Palestinian children.
Stickman lives in the family tree with his stick lady love and their stick children, three.
Now Israel cut off all humanitarian aid from entering Gaza.
Stickman is weary.
Suar's body carries the unmistakable signs of advanced malnutrition.
His eyes start to close.
The head that seems too big for her frame. The stick-like arms and legs.
Stickman stretches and yawns.
The ribs pressing against her skin when she tries to cry.
She lies down for a doze.
In the 5 months since Suar was born, the UN says 10,000 children have been identified as suffering from acute malnutrition.
No, you look discouraged and you're doing great.
Can we mix it up a little bit? Please talk dirty to me.
I get it, but I couldn't say.
Say some dirty shit.
We successfully defended three mayoralties.
No, just sexy stuff.
That's what I'm determined to do.
Okay.
Go further,
yes.
Go faster,
uh-huh.
To deliver the change that working people want across the country.
What? Oh.
Ever since Nigel Farage stepped back into frontline politics as Reform UK leader, he's been promising to change the face of British politics.
I don't like your little game.
The party's gone from protest to controlling several councils to mayoralties and has added a female MP.
But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time.
To their band of brothers in politics.
A dam of disillusionment broke over British politics. And has rewritten, remade the political landscape.
And what we're seeing is the Trump effect. As in America, where the people said, we are not going to be pushed around and bullied by liberal politicians anymore.
It is about net zero. It is about mass migration.
I think you've got an electorate which is saying, look, we've tried the Tories for 14 years. That didn't work. We're not happy with what we've seen from Labour so far. You know, so now, and I've heard this phrase time again from the public, we might not be that convinced about Nigel Farage and Reform UK, but we're willing to roll the dice.
Nigel Farage is on a very effective, charismatic, shape-shifting communicator.
Things are changing, and voters that we didn't think might be appealed by Reform UK are.
Look what you just made me do, look what you just made me do.
Alexa, who twisted the skewer?
The skewer was twisted by John Holmes, Katie Sayer, Ali Panting, Alice Bright, Dan Phillips, Dave Wall, Cuba Moore Hemsworth, and Tony Chernside. Additional material: Ellie Haywood, David Rifkin, Luke Hoskinson, Kevin Smith, G. Watson, and Jed Parsons. The producer was John Holmes. The Skewer was an unusual production for BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Look what you just made me do.
The fact that so many young, often white, working-class girls were groomed, were sexually exploited, were attacked in the most disgusting ways imaginable, including appalling rapes, in the main by Pakistani heritage men.
In one case, the father of an abuse victim in Rotherham was arrested by South Yorkshire police when he attempted to rescue his daughter from her abusers.
When you saw the documentary on Channel 4 about rape gangs.
We have Lucy Powell, the leader of the House of Commons.
We want to blow that little trumpet now, do we? Yeah.
I think I was raped by around 150 men over the 3 years.
Period. Let's get that dog whistle out.
Look what you just made me do.
Deep political distrust among the public.
And you know what? People vote for us because they want change.
If you look at these results, two-party politics is over.
We now are the opposition party in the United Kingdom.
Look what you just made me do.
It's the end of a day which is dying to the sounds of Big Ben. The people of London, who've been celebrating, are going home. And just for a moment, I let my fancy play the liberty of peopling Whitehall, this historic street where so many of our great national decisions and policies and campaigns have been made, of peopling it with a whole crowd of ghosts.
Nigel Farage appeals to nostalgic post-Second World War British patriots.
I see the faces of all the men who fought in the campaigns all over the world.
Together we were fighting a great evil and we did extraordinary things as a country.
And imagine how they would have liked to have been here with us today, with joy and with peace and with hope in their hearts.
But you can't appeal to that and have lots of candidates who think Adolf Hitler was a damn good fellow.
Hello, Russell Cain here. I used to love British history, be proud of it. Henry VIII, Queen Victoria, massive fan of stand-up comedians, obviously, Bill Hicks, Richard Pryor. That has become much more challenging, for I am the host of BBC Radio 4's Evil Genius, the show where we take heroes and villains from history and try to work out, were they evil or genius? Do not catch up on BBC Sounds by searching Evil Genius if you don't want to see your heroes destroyed. But if, like me, you quite enjoy it, have a little search. Listen to Evil Genius with me, Russell Cain. Go to BBC Sounds and have your world destroyed.